Progressive Farmer in May 1941 sent you a copy of your first publication.
Well, I can't believe it.
Something to be proud of.
On the wall to my bedroom, I have now a copy of the first article I had printed in the Progressive Farmer, which was May 1941. I also have a copy of it in my scrapbook. This article related our experiences of the year before and a family that was, well, selfish. They wanted all the barnyard fertilizer for their garden, but I got some of it anyway.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't theirs any more than it was mine.
I'd like to get back to the crops a little bit.
Well, I sure can. You were hoping that you bring out that scrapbook because you got something there you want to know about.
Well, I'm very pleased. This is a part of your recollection, and that's why I'm interested in it. I thought that you might have some recollections also of harvesting things like hay crops. Would you remember how they used to do that?
Yes, they cut the hay and they let it cure, you know, and they'd have poles driven down the ground and put the hay around that, you know, until it was cured. That protected the haystacks.
Would they ever put the hay in the field in smaller, sort of make it stand up so it would dry off?
Now the stake, what I was speaking about was one of their ways, you know, of fixing.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever put them in hay doodles or hay shocks or anything like that?
Yes. I think they did.
Which word would they use? A shock or a doodle? Does that sound familiar? The reason I ask is that it's an interesting fact that that idea changes around the country.
Yes.
And in some places it's called a hay doodle, and sometimes it's called a hay shock. And I was wondering what word they would use here.
Well, I don't know what they use in recent years. Mm-hmm. They called it a haystack or a hay shock.
I see. Okay. When you're, well, that's what I'm interested in. Did they ever put it up on poles? The haystack was just one pole, right? And they bunched the hay around that pole.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever have, say, three or four poles straight up and then three or four going down like this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what they called that.
I don't know whether they called it a shelf or stack or what they called it. I've seen it.
You have?
Yeah,
I've seen it. Does a hay barrel sound right or not?
The hay barrel? I don't have any recollection of them. They probably did.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of them, they did. But I just don't.
The reason I'm interested in is that the terms do change from state to state,
yeah,
and from area to area. So.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Mm-hmm. You had flour and meal and things in big barrels, right?
We used to. You mean did we used to buy groceries like that?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Barrel of flour, 196 pounds. That's all a barrel of flour had.
Uh-huh.
My daddy would buy them.
Uh-huh.